The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.
Hello and welcome back to The Odd Pod. Today we take a delve back into the archives to a programme first broadcast on Manx Radio in 1989. Once again, it's an opportunity to listen to Kelly's Eye with David Conister and Peter Kelly. Today, they're in Laxey.
Where's Kelly's Eye today, Peter?
Well, today, David, I'm looking at a three legs. A very large three legs. It's in cast iron. It's running in the true Victorian direction, and it's on the side of Laxey Wheel.
Well, the water, I suppose, in the background might have been a bit of a giveaway on this one. Tell me what you know about this particular three legs, then.
Well, this three legs was cast by Gelling's Foundry down on the South Quay in Douglas. As far as the wheel was concerned, they also cast the rim, which you can see has been done in sections. And the only bit of cast iron they didn't do on the wheel was the axle, which was cast over a Merseyside by the Mersey Iron Foundry.
Some of the detail of the ironwork on the wheel is really very artistic. I'm sure it's something that you really appreciate.
Well, I do. I mean, the railings, to start with, when you look round, they're not repeated anywhere else on the island, although just where the water cascades down the bottom, there's a piece of cast iron there which I immediately recognise as a Gelling's Foundry balcony front, which you'll find on some of the Douglas Promenade properties.
Now, the three legs itself isn't actually going in the direction that the three legs on our pound note goes. Now, why is that?
Well, of course, it was only in the 1970s that the government decided on an official version of which way the legs could go, and that was based on the earliest examples, i.e. from the Sword of State and the Mackle Cross. But of course, this is why I said earlier, it's the popular Victorian way, which of course is contra to the what is now regarded as the correct way. But all Manx souvenirs, pottery, anything from the Victorian period, and right up to the 70s, of course, the three legs runs in that direction.
We're looking at the Lady Isabella turning at the moment. What other items on the wheel itself on this whole area do you appreciate, perhaps that the untrained eye wouldn't notice?
Well, of course, it's the method of the water entering, I suppose, which most people don't give a second thought for. And you've got to bear in mind that this whole thing was engineered in such a way that it's done by gravity. The water is collected higher up the valley, comes down in a pipe, and goes up the centre of that tower when you walk up the circular staircase. And when you walk on the top platform in fear and trepidation, of course the water is actually beneath you in a channel and then enters the wheel at the top. And most people, I think, assume the water is underneath the wheel, turning it from the bottom.
So it's a pretty remarkable design job then?
Absolutely remarkable, yes.
If you were able to design something like this, would you get planning permission for it today?
Undoubtedly, no.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.